Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are on day 6. On this week's lesson, I am so excited that you are joining me. If you are starting kind of at the end, you can always go back a few days worth and you can listen to some of the other podcasts that we've done. But we are on day 6 of week 2. I am really excited because we are finishing up the story of the Good Samaritan. We've been learning a lot, haven't we? Who is my neighbor? Remember the lawyer asked that? Do you know what the answer is? I want you to repeat this after me. Here we go. Our neighbor is every person who needs our help. Can you say that? Say, our neighbor is every person who needs my help. All right. We're finishing up this story and let's get right into it. The lawyer had asked Jesus how to decide who was his neighbor, and Jesus had answered by telling a story. Yes, it was a story about the Good Samaritan, a true story about a man who was robbed and wounded. Then, at the end of this story, he gets all done, and everyone's like, oh, the Samaritan? The heathen? The person who's, like, our enemy? He helped him? And then Jesus asks a question. He asked the lawyer who he thought was the real neighbor to that poor man who needed help. You can read it in Luke chapter 10, verse 36. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. So Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 10, verse 36. You can pause me and go grab a Bible. Chapter 10, that's the big numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go all the way to 10. Verse 36, those are the tiny numbers, the verses. Luke chapter 10, verse 36, here's what it says.
So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
Jesus is asking him, who was the neighbor? Now, the lawyer had been listening to this story, and he knew that Jesus truly understood what was right and what was wrong. And he also knew that what the Pharisees thought about Jesus was wrong. But he didn't even want to say the word Samaritan. He couldn't bring himself to say it. I just can't say it, right? Because these people were like the Jews' enemies, at least that's what they thought. They wanted nothing to do with the Samaritans. So how did he answer Jesus' question? Instead of saying, oh, the Samaritan, what did he say? Look at verse 37. Do you see the little number, verse 37? Here we go. What does it say?
And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise.
You know, sometimes it's not popular to be kind to others and to be a good neighbor. I think of a lot of kids that go to school. There's a lot of bullying that happens. Have you ever had that? Where there's kids that are mean to you or to other kids, maybe because they just don't like them, or maybe because they look a little different or they act a little different. That's a big problem. Is that what Jesus wants for us? No, it's not. He wants us to be kind to others, no matter what. I think of the story of a little boy. He was getting ready for his very first day of school. How do you feel when it's your first day of school? You might have a new teacher, a new school, maybe new friends, and you're kind of nervous, right? Well, this kid was getting ready for the first day of school, and his mom said, son, I want to make you a t-shirt. A t-shirt? Yes, a t-shirt. His mom wanted to make him a t-shirt with something on the front, like screen printing. And so she would design the front, and then he could have a new t-shirt to wear to school. And, you know, his mom thought, oh, it'll have something to do with basketball or football or sports or maybe movie characters or something like that. But you know what he said? He thought it over, and he asked her for a shirt that said, I will be your friend. He said, well, you know, Mom, it's because there's kids that are going to need to know that I'll be their friend and that I'm here for them. So, you know, most kids, they're afraid of being lonely or being bullied at school. But this boy, he said, I want to wear a shirt that helps other people to know that they can be my friend and that I'll be their friend and I'm here for them. That is so something that Jesus would do. And that is exactly what he was talking about in this story. Who is the real Good Samaritan? Do you know who the Good Samaritan is? It's not just the man that was in the story that Jesus told, but it's Jesus himself. Jesus was willing to die for us so that we can be saved. Because Satan is just like those robbers. He beats up people. He hurts them. He makes their lives miserable and leaves them feeling alone and discouraged and hurt and bruised, and they don't like it and they don't know what to do. But Jesus left his heaven above to come down and to be our example and to show us how we are to live. That no matter who people are, no matter where they are from, no matter what they look like or how they act or behave, Jesus still loves them, and he wants us to love them too. I was reading from a book called The Desire of Ages, and this is something that really stood out to me, and I think you're old enough to enjoy it too. In the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus gave a picture of himself and his mission. It was like a painting on the wall that you could see what Jesus' mission was. Man had been deceived, bruised, robbed, ruined by Satan, and left to perish. But the Savior, that's Jesus, had compassion on our helpless condition, just like that Samaritan had compassion on the man who was hurt. Jesus left his glory to come to our rescue. He found us ready to die, and he took our case. He healed our wounds. He covered us, that's you and me, and everyone else who wants him. He covered us with his robe of righteousness and opened to us a place of safety. He died to redeem us. And then he shows us his own example. He says, these things I have commanded you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Wow! So Jesus showed us how to love others, and we are now to love others just as he did. Isn't that neat? You know, that's what being a Christian is all about. It's not just what we say, oh, I'm a Christian. No, it's what we do. It's how we follow Jesus and how we are like him. how we reach out to those around us and help them. I love this saying. It says, true religion is loving deeds and bringing the greatest good to others. That's what I want to do. Bring the greatest good to others. How about you? Well, let's pray as we close this story for this week that God will help us to reach out to those around us. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, fill us with your Spirit so that we can reach out to those around us, so that we can be loving and kind just as Jesus was, that we can follow his example in seeking and saving the lost, that we will do that. Open our eyes to see those around us who need our help. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, for your forgiveness, and most of all, for your sacrifice for us. We love you. Amen. All right, it's our last week of our memory verse. So let's go and let's sing our memory verse together. Sing as loud as you can. Let me hear it.
Material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.